Hello and welcome to Dare to Believe podcast. I'm here with Pastor Christy Grainer. Hello, Christy.
Hi, Brittany.
And I am Brittany Wagner. And we are here to talk about dreams and dream interpretation, which is one of our favorite topics.
Yeah, so thanks for joining us. Today we thought we'd talk about some dreams that have like varmints is the word I use, but nasty things that get into your life somehow, and they come out in dreams. And there's can be nice animals and nice things that come in dream. We're not talking about those. These are the varmints.
The creepy crawly.
Yeah.
The
And so, again, this is a ancient Hebraic dream interpretation method that we use to interpret dreams. And we take into consideration a lot of metaphoric language that we learned from Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot in there with the parables and with dreams there, with Psalms, and just a lot of the prophetic.
Yes.
Yeah, the prophetic words, the dreams. There's a lot of metaphor in Scripture.
Yes.
And so taking into consideration how the Lord speaks through metaphor is why we call it ancient Hebraic dream interpretation.
Yes, because that is God's language. He loves to speak in metaphor, and that's part of the reason why he gives you dreams, is because he wants to give you that metaphor, and it's to draw you into him to find out more and to just build that relationship so that you commune with him to get more of those answers. And that's why this is a Holy Spirit-led, biblically-based type of dream interpretation.
Mm-hmm. And as we've said before, many times people say, well, I just ask Holy Spirit. That's wonderful. Ask Holy Spirit what the dream means. But using these tools of metaphoric language can help you unpack deeper and broader what the dream is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a language. So anytime you learn a new language, you also want to learn skills for being able to interpret and utilize that language right. to its full effect. And that's
right.
Really what the skills of dream interpretation are.
Yeah, so we have a couple dreams here that have got varmints in them.
Yes.
So let's talk about these dreams. I'll just have you read them.
Brittany. Yes. So just before we start, we do take dream interpretations submitted through our website, and that's where we got some of our dream interpretations here with the varmints in them. So one of the things that we ask is what you would title the dream, and this dream's title is The Battle Was Won. So it gives you a context or information about what the context of the dream is about, and I'm just going to outline what the dreamer indicated. A fox was trying to attack me. It ran all around me, tried to bite the back of my heel. I stood still. It ran in front of me, and I kicked it really hard. It was night in the woods, and I was alone. I had on a pair of blue jeans. I got angry. I fought back, and I had no fear.
So that's a really good dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason we have people give titles is because she basically interpreted the dream in her title. The battle was won.
Yes.
She's got a spiritual battle going on. And in Scripture, we read about little foxes that steal the grapes. And this is the kind of fox she's encountering, one that mm-hmm. wants to steal from her what the Lord has, the fruit the Lord has in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells a little bit more about her emotions.
Yes. Yeah, so one of the things that we also ask is just things that stuck out in the dream when the dreamer submits a dream. And this individual says, I was angry. I had no fear. It was dark in the woods. I know that the enemy was trying to scare me. I have faith, and that's what saved me. And so it impacted her a lot. She even says that she was fighting and kicking in her sleep.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so the fact that it was dark in the woods is that there is a dark place. She's going to encounter darkness. Darkness is in our world, but we carry the light of heaven and we carry the authority Jesus gives us. And so the fact that she had no fear, she's won.
Mm-hmm.
And really, in every spiritual battle, if we do not give in to fear, we've won. Because perfect love casts out all fear. In the Lord's authority, we walk without fear. Doesn't mean be stupid. It just means don't take the emotion of fear too deep into you. But so the fox is trying to attack her. She's coming. She's being threatened by the enemy, trying to take from her at the back of her heel. And so where this animal is trying to bite her is very important. The back of her heel in what she walks in. And she doesn't say if it's her left foot or her right foot. But it's in the back. So coming behind her, trying to probably bite her, ruin her walk, harm her in her walk with the Lord and her walk in life by coming from behind her, some of the things from her past that he wants, the enemy wants to ruin her walk or affect negatively her walk. And she just waits. She doesn't feel fear, so she just waits and then kicks him and she's done. She's done. So well done.
And what I love about this dream or too, and just some of the information about this topic of varmints is really, where do they live? They live in darkness, right?
Like, yes, exactly.
We know they're from darkness, so they come out in darkness. And in this dream, it was at night, you know, this was happening at night. And that's when she got attacked by this little fox.
And I love how she talked about, I have faith. I knew what to do. I kicked the enemy out.
Yep. Yeah.
She's done. It's a done deal. So well
absolutely.
Done. You want to bless this lady?
Yes. Yes. So Lord, I just thank you for the dream that you've given this dreamer. I thank you for the courage that you've given her to fight off the enemy and the strength that you've given her. And we just declare more. And Lord, I just pray that you give her a dream of what's next. She's fought off the enemy. What's next to come and all the goodness that you have in store.
All Amen. Right. And we have another dream that is about a varmint, but I don't have a title for it.
Yeah.
So I'd call it maybe, I'm giving it a title because we didn't get a title from the dreamer. So I would, you take a stab at it too, but I would think it would be maybe a new house. New house.
Yeah. I like that title. So I'm going to read what the dreamer submitted. I'm at a house that is mine, but I don't recognize it in my earthly life. It's a two-story white farmhouse, and a young family member is there, maybe a niece or a relative of some sort. I went outside. The grass is green, and it's bright outside. I saw a really thick, maybe 3 to 4 inches in diameter, snake come out of the grass. I ran towards the fence on the side of the house, but left the side house door open, and the snake started to go inside. I yelled for that family member and told them to go out the other door and go to a new place, which was right behind this place. There was at least one or two small dogs in the house for them to take with them to the new place, and the new place had a backyard with no obstructed view. It had an expansive view and overlooked the city, which had a lot of mature, full green foliage trees. There was a blue telescope in the backyard as well.
Okay. This is good. We don't hear a lot of the emotion, and we aren't told exactly what the light and color is because we didn't get that from the dreamer. But what we see is she goes outside and it's bright outside. So mm-hmm. probably in the house it was darker because she noticed it's bright when she went outside, and she saw things more clearly. Mm-hmm. So she's in a house. So this, what is this dream about? Who is this dream about? Is an important question. And a lot of times it's about the dreamer, but this is more than the dreamer, because this is about the dreamer and her relatives. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we usually the dream is either about your life along with someone else, other people. It's about you as the dreamer, about you and some other people, or it's about other people, and it doesn't have a whole lot to do with you. And those are usually dreams for intercession or about praying for a people group or something. But this dream is about her and other people. So it's her family line, and mm-hmm. Lord has better things for them.
Yeah. Especially since they come out of that house and they're going to a new house. So it's mm-hmm. it's a new, almost as if a transition from the old to the new, but it's as a part of that is when they see the snake, that varmint.
Right. And so the dreamer is helping the whole family to go to a better place. And a house usually represents a life. So this house is where the family lives. So the life the family has lived, there's been some attacks. And it's interesting that she goes outside. It's a white farmhouse, so it's not dark, it's not black, it's not a bad, and it's two levels, so it may represent something, but I don't know that it's really worth talking about on the podcast. But it is a white farmhouse, two levels. She goes outside, and it's bright, it's beautiful, and then she sees a snake, and the snake is going in through the side door. So he's not coming in the front door, he's not coming in the future, he's not coming from the past in the back. But he's coming in the side door, which is kind of like coming in sideways, sneaking in mm-hmm. where he doesn't belong. Again, mm-hmm. a varmint that is sneaking in where he doesn't belong. Mm-hmm. But she does see the color, right? It is, it's just big and fat, 3 to 4 inches in diameter. I guess we don't see the color. So going in through the side door, but the grass is green, Yeah. But it's interesting because she then goes and stands by the fence, which is getting to a boundary, which is good. She knows her boundaries. But then she coaches her family member on what to do. Two things. Go out a different door and then take the two dogs with you. So how to get out of where this person was, mm-hmm. and then how to get into the new house, which is right behind. It's not, it's like you have to go very far, but it's right behind. And it's a great new house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So taking the two dogs with her represents taking other friends with you. So it's not, it's other people, other faithful companions, mm-hmm. really is what a dog represents. So this niece is getting out along with the dreamer, along with some faithful companions. So it's about all of them getting to a new place.
Yeah, and what I love about this dream is when she comes out to the light of the day, it's kind of like she's coming out, you know, with the Lord shining the light on what's going on, and it's then she sees the snake.
Right.
And then, so basically they're able to get out of the house before the snake gets fully into the house, right? Mm-hmm. The snake creeps in, but she's able to get that relative, that family member out of the house. So it's almost like a combination, too, of saying, hey, it's a little bit of a warning to, like, be mm-hmm. able to get that family member out to be yep. able to make that transition to the new place.
And snakes are varmints, but they are specific varmints because they slither. They're filled with lies. They have long tongues. So long tongues represent lies. They are venomous, so they poison things. So the lies and the venom is what the strategy is against this family in mm-hmm. this life they've lived. But they're going to a new house, which doesn't have that snake in it. And what's beautiful about the new house is the new place had a backyard with no obstructed view, which mm-hmm. is really cool. So can see everything clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Had an expansive view, and it overlooked the city, which had a lot of mature, full green foliage trees, which means it overlooks humanity, the people. So from this vantage point, this dreamer and her family can see what's going on in the world, can see humanity, and has access to a lot of full mature trees, green trees, and trees in scriptures represent leaders. So sees a lot of leaders, she's going to impact a lot of leaders, a lot of healthy leaders, full mm-hmm. and green, and impact a city. But what's beautiful is there's a blue telescope with a tripod in the backyard. And so standing on a tripod, so able to see long distances with this telescope, it's blue. Blue means revelation. So the ability to see long distances is revelation. I guess that would be it. Able to see prophetically for a long ways.
It's almost like a leveling up in that ability because they get the new house that can see, that has a clear view, and they get a telescope
right.
that can see long distances as well.
And what I was going to say is, and the dreamer told me it was a tripod. So a tripod is three legs, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So the revelation and the ability to see prophetically for long distances being unobstructed is from the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and it's based in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So this is a very good dream.
Yeah. It's like a leveling up to that new place with new views on the right foundation.
Exactly, with no snakes
yes.
harming you.
Yes.
So we just bless this dreamer mm-hmm. to be able to impact her family and more with the new view that the Lord gives her, with the new leaders that are impacting her life, with the new vision she has, and her whole family to be blessed with all of that and with safety and protection in yeah. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow, this was a fun discussion on varmints.
On varmints, yeah. So we'll do another, when dreams come in, we kind of pick them and categorize them, but we're looking for some dreams now, some nice animals in dreams. So if you got any dreams about nice animals, send them in to us and we'll talk about them.
Yes, we love dream interpretation, so anything you have, we'd love to help you with that interpretation.
Yeah, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I'm Christy Grainer, and this is Brittany Wagner, and we're with Dare to Believe Ministries.